The small creatures tried and tried to eat the wood, but their tiny teeth didn't really do anything but make an unpleasant knocking sound. But then, all at once, the leeches knocked off, and the Baudelaires watched them wriggle away from the sailboat. "They're leaving," Klaus said hopefully, but they weren't leaving. When the leeches had reached a considerable distance, they suddenly swiveled their tiny bodies around and came rushing back to the boat. With a loud thwack, the leeches all hit the boat more or less at once, and the sailboat rocked precariously, a word which here means, in a way which almost threw Aunt Josephine and the Baudelaire youngsters to their doom. The four passengers were rocked to and fro and almost fell into the waters of the lake, where the leeches were wriggling away again to prepare for another attack. "Yadek!" Sunny shrieked and pointed at the side of the boat. Yadek, of course, is not grammatically correct English, but even Aunt Josephine understood that the youngest Baudelaire meant, "Look at the crack in the boat that the leeches have made." The crack was a tiny one, about as long as a pencil and about as wide as a human hair, and it was curved downward so it looked as if the sailboat were frowning at them. If the leeches kept hitting the side of the boat, the frown would only get wider. "We have to sail much faster," Klaus said, "or this boat will be in pieces in no time." "But sailing relies on the wind," Violet pointed out. "We can't make the wind go faster."
"I'm frightened," Aunt Josephine cried. "Please don't throw me overboard."
"Nobody's going to throw you overboard," Violet said impatiently, although I'm sorry to tell you that Violet was wrong about that. "Take an oar, Aunt Josephine. Klaus, take the other one. If we use the sail, the tiller, and the oars, we should move more quickly." Thwack! The lachrymose leeches hit the side of the boat, widening the crack in the side and rocking the boat again. One of the leeches was thrown over the side in the impact and twisted this way and that on the floor of the boat, gnashing its tiny teeth as it looked for food. Grimacing, Klaus walked cautiously over to it and tried to kick the leech overboard, but it clung onto his shoe and began gnawing through the leather. With a cry of disgust, Klaus shook his leg and the leech fell to the floor of the sailboat again, stretching its tiny neck and opening and shutting its mouth. Violet grabbed the long pole with the net at the end of it, scooped up the leech, and tossed it overboard. Thwack! The crack widened enough that a bit of water began to dribble through, making a small puddle on the sailboat's floor. "Sunny," Violet said, "keep an eye on that puddle. When it gets bigger, use the bucket to throw it back in the lake."
"Mofi!"
Sunny shrieked, which meant, "I certainly will." There was the whispering sound as the leeches began to swim away to ram the boat again. Klaus and Aunt Josephine began rowing as hard as they could, while Violet adjusted the sail and kept the net in her hand for any more leeches who got on board. Thwack! Thwack! There were two loud noises now, one on the side of the boat and one on the bottom, which cracked immediately. The leeches had divided up into two teams, which is good news for playing kickball, but bad news if you are being attacked. Aunt Josephine gave a shriek of terror. Water was now leaking into the sailboat in two spots, and Sunny abandoned the tiller to bail the water back out. Klaus stopped rowing and held the oar up without a word. It had several small bite marks in it, the work of the lachrymose leeches. "Rowing isn't going to work," he reported to Violet solemnly. "If we row any more, these oars will be completely eaten."